Welcome to the BritLit Podcast. Today we're going to be performing Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 1. This play, Macbeth, is a product of William Shakespeare's ever-thinking mind. Macbeth is a man whose power-hungry nature leads him to kill people who stand in his way of becoming king. The first murder he committed was gratefully influenced by his wife, but he soon realized that to remain king, he didn't need anyone's help. In this scene, Lady Macbeth's guilt has finally caught up to her and is causing her to sleepwalk. Her nightly episodes are causing people to become suspicious. This scene is interesting because it shows that crime has consequences. I'm Josh, and I'll be doing Lady Macbeth.
Dominic, as a doctor.
I'm Sarah, and I'll be doing the gentlewoman.
Hope you enjoy our production of Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 1.
I have two nights watched with you, but can perceive no truth in your report. When was it she last walked?
Since His Majesty went into the field, I have seen her rise from her bed, throw her nightgown upon her, unlock her closet, take forth paper, fold it, write upon it, read it, afterwards seal it, and again return to bed. Yet all of this while she is in most fast sleep.
A great perturbation in nature to receive at once the benefit of sleep and do the effects of watching in the slumberly agitation besides her, walking and other actual performances. What at any time have you heard her say?
That, sir, which I will not report after her.
You may to me, and 'tis most meet you should.
Neither to you nor to anyone, having no witness to confirm my speech. Lo, you, here she comes. This is her very guise, and upon my life, fast asleep. Observe her, stand close.
How came she by that light?
Why, it stood by her. She has light by her continually. 'Tis her command.
You see, her eyes are open.
Aye, but their senses shut.
What is it she does now? Look at how she rubs her hands.
It is an accustomed action with her, to seem thus, washing her hands. I have known her to continue this for quarter of an hour.
Yet here's a spot.
Hark, she speaks. I will set down what comes from her, to satisfy her remembrance the more strongly.
Out, damn spot, I say, out! 1, 2, why then this, 'tis this time to do it? Hell is murky, fie, my lord, fie! A soldier and afeard? What need we fear who knows it, when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have such blood in him?
Do you mark that?
The Thane of Fife had a wife, but where is she now? What, will these hands never be clean? No more that, my lord, no more that you mar with all this startling.
Go to. You have known what you should not.
She has spoke what she should not, I am sure of that. Heaven knows what she has known.
Here's a smell of blood still. All this perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Oh!
What a sigh is there! The heart is sorely charged.
I would not have such a heart in my bosom for the dignity of the whole body.
Well, well, well.
Pray God it be, sir.
This disease is beyond my practice, yet I have known those who have walked in their sleep, who have died wholly in their beds.
Wash your hands and put on your nightgown. Look not so pale. I tell you yet again, Banquo's been buried. He cannot come out of one's grave.
Even so?
To bed, there's a knocking at the gate. Come, give me your hand. What's done cannot be undone. To bed.
Will she go to bed now?
Directly.
Foul whisperings are abroad, unnatural deeds do breed unnatural troubles. Infected minds to their deaf pillows will discharge their secrets. More needs she the divine than the physician. God forgive us all. Look after her, remove from her the means of all annoyance, and still keep her eyes upon her. So good night. My mind, she has made it, and amazed my sight. I think, but dare not speak.
Good night, good doctor.
Thank you for listening to the BritLit Podcast, performed by the DSJ Acting Company. The cast includes Josh Stone as Lady Macbeth, Dominic Giuliano as the Doctor, and Sarah Massey as the Gentlewoman. We hope you enjoyed listening, and we hope you tune in next time for another exciting episode of BritLit Podcast.